USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mayor Pete is feeling pretty good as the Iowa caucus results are finally coming in.
But results are in from a majority of precincts, and they show our campaign in first place.
Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders are leading the pack of Democratic presidential candidates with a little more than 60% of Iowa precincts reporting. President Trump set to deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Democratic Senator from Pennsylvania Bob Casey on what he hopes to hear from the president.
The president's job tonight at the State of the Union is to bring the country together. It's not time for demonize and divide. It's time to bring the country together on a range of issues. Now, it doesn't mean he won't necessarily refer to the impeachment process.
Casey speaking there on Fox News, and Macy's announced they're closing over 100 stores, which means 2,000 people will be out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The CDC says more than half of the flu cases in the United States this season have been in children and adults under the age of 25. Forbes has released its first ever list of highest earning podcasters, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the top five.
Topping the list, this guy.
Boom, and we're live. Russell, why is it that when people start getting like super spiritual, they start dressing like you? You dress like a guru.
We circulate a memo, so it's now time to
That's Joe Rogan,
socks.
Who hosts the
stop
Joe Rogan Experience podcast, launched in 2009. It now gets as many as 190 million monthly downloads, and it earned Rogan $30 million last year. At number two, with 15 million, Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstack with the My Favorite Murder podcast. Rounding out the top five, financial self-help guru Dave Ramsey, actor Dax Shepard, and former ESPN commentator Bill Simmons.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
President Trump is preparing his annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. This as the Senate is expected to vote to acquit the president on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says Democrats have had it in for the president since day one.
They are unhinged. They are so obsessed with taking this president down that they're now, again, making up crazy assertions on the floor. And, again, the people, the American people know. They're just unhinged. They want him out of office so badly. It's going to be a great week for this president. And I've got to say, I've been with him. I was with him in Florida last weekend. It is amazing to me that he still is just focused on what's next, guys, what's next.
Today is World Cancer Day. Dr. Howard Burris III, president of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, says he's happy to report some good news.
In several key diseases such as melanoma, kidney cancer, and pancreatic cancer, we've actually seen these new therapies reduce the extent of surgery that needs to be done and actually eliminating the need for surgery in certain populations.
Dr. Burris also says when it comes to fighting cancer, early detection is key. The primary goal of the day observed by the United Nations is to significantly reduce illness and deaths from cancer. More than 900 events are planned today in more than 100 countries. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.